Sacco's going to take the corner, left-footed. And there are five in the penalty area. Van La Parra and McDonald just outside the box. Here it is towards Evans. Edwards at the near post. And turned in at the far post by Barth. 1-0 Wolves. Edwards racing in at the near post, tried to get the key touch, but it bounced beyond him and came to Barth, who side-footed it at home from 8 yards. And Wolves, having hardly carried a threat in the first 20 minutes, take the lead from their first corner. Barth is the scorer, and it's Millwall 0, Wolves 1. Free kick here from the left, which Henry is going to take. 5 yards in from the touchline, sweeps it in right-footed. Oh, and it came off a defender and against the post, and Wolves still trying to force it in, and they're claiming the goal. Evans is claiming it, and Ebanks Landell pats his chest and says, it's my goal, and they congratulate him. Ebanks Landell is the scorer, and it's 2-0, and gosh, what a mess from the set-piece defensively Millwall were there. A defender came up and headed it against his post. Ford trying to grab the ball as it squirmed around on the floor, and Ebanks Landell rammed the ball in, and it's 2-0. And here's the free kick from the right touchline. Millwall didn't defend the last free kick very well. This one swept in by Sacco, and it's in! And that's torn it for... That's it, 3-0. What a great, powerful free kick from Sacco. Swirling in, the goalkeeper got right underneath it, trying to tip it away, could only flap it into the net. That's his speciality. Those wide-angle free kicks delivered with pace and accelerating in towards the goalkeeper. Ford deceived, and surely that's game over at 3-0. Chip forward by Williams down the centre. Bart's lost his defender, and this will be 3-1. Gregory the scorer. Bart misread that, and it's Gregory who has nipped in to reduce the arrears for Millwall. 3-1 here. In from the left, Lee Martin puts the ball in for Millwall. McDonald will head it back, and there's a chance here for Fuller, and it's 3-2. Fuller left alone in the penalty area, volleys it in. And now a grandstand finish coming up at the Den, because Wolves have been pulled back to 3-2. Millwall attacking down the left, the ball crossed over by from the left-hand side and knocked back by Martin to Ricardo Fuller for a right-footed volley from 10 yards in off the bar. And it's Millwall 2, Wolves 3 with 8.5 minutes to go. Martin's low ball in, Fuller's turn, Stearman in, 3-all. Well, Wolves are appealing to the referee, but there's no response from him, and it's 3-3, and Fuller was too sharp for Stearman, who had just arrived. He took the ball with his back to goal, turned the new defender, and drove it low into the net, and Millwall have scored 3 times in 20 minutes, and the game's level at 3-all with 3 minutes to go.
Kenny, that was an unusual second half, to say the least. I wonder what your emotions are at the end of it.
Very disappointed. We're in a very good position now at 3-0 up, and have let it slip to 3-3. The third goal where he's not allowed my substitute to get on. And yeah, that's a frustration before he's taken the throw-in. But having said that, we're in a very good position, and we need to make sure we capitalise on that and turn it into 3 points, not one.
Yeah, I just wanted to dwell on that last goal for a moment, because you say that looked to be a Stearman was racing to get there as quickly as he could, but you feel he wasn't allowed enough time.
Yeah, it was 5 or 10 yards onto the pitch, and quite clearly they have to give us an opportunity to position players before they take the throw in. But they'd taken the throw in, and it was too early. But from our point of view anyway, we're disappointed with all of the goals, and we're disappointed with the position that we let slip.
Presume that the changes you made in defence came out of the recent run of goals against, which has been out of character for the team.
Yeah, very much so. We had to deal with a hell of a lot of long balls today. There was physical pressure right the way on our back four all of the time, and it's something that we haven't withstood particularly well. And there's a lot of headers and a lot of first and second balls that you have to deal with in this division, and you have to be big enough and strong enough to cope with that.
Is there a thread running through the goals that you've conceded recently? I think it's 11 in 4 games, which is, as I say, very much against the run of how things have been for the last year and a half.
Yeah, very much so. I wouldn't say they're sort of all down to one person, but it's disappointing. It's something we need to improve on. If you're going to pick up points on a regular basis, it's zeros and ones against. That's what you need in your goals against column, and you concede three like today. It can't happen too often if you want to be successful.